part of what's unique about this study is that it drew on so many citizen scientists and this compilation of data from so many different people. Can you tell me a little bit about why you use that data?
We use it for a couple of reasons. One reason is that if we think about government agencies or research institutions or even the federal government, that they just don't have the ability to collect data on lots and lots of lakes for very long time periods. Citizen data really provided an opportunity because there's so much data. People collect it all over the place, and people have been collecting it for a really long time. And so that provides an opportunity to ask questions at really big spatial scales across really long time spans.
And one of those techniques is called the Secchi disk, right? Can you describe how that works?
Secchi disk is a small circular disk that's about 8 inches in diameter, and it is basically divided into four quadrants, and their alternating quadrants are white and black. And essentially what you do is you lower it down through the water column until it disappears, and you measure how deep you can see that Secchi disk. So it's a really simple measurement that can tell you how clear a lake is.
My understanding is that it's a pretty reliable kind of data, so that it's consistent, and that's part of the reason you can rely on this kind of citizen data, right?
Yeah, that's one of the really key things that people have found is that when you use citizen data, you need something that's relatively inexpensive. We jokingly say that you need to be able to measure it with a ruler. And when we look at comparisons, direct side-by-side comparisons, the data that we get from citizens is of similar quality to the data that we might get if we were a state agency or a research scientist like myself making those measurements. And so we can rely on those measurements as good data.
Right. And so I've been asking you all about the data that was used for this study, but what did that data actually show? I mean, you were looking at lake clarity.
Yeah, we were looking at water clarity, which, you know, can be measured by a variety of means. And at the really big scale, what we saw was that on average, lake water clarity was increasing slightly. And so what we saw was that, you know, just more than the majority of lakes showed a positive increase in water clarity. It doesn't mean that there weren't lakes that were getting worse and there aren't lakes that are getting really clear, but just slightly more than the majority. So I think that that's evidence that on average we're not seeing strong declines in water quality, but we're not necessarily seeing huge increases in water quality. So it's more evidence water quality is on average staying about the same or maybe getting a little bit better.
Since you did look at this on a really broad scale over 8 states, was there anything that you did notice or pull out about northern Wisconsin?
Well, a couple really interesting things. One is that citizens in northern Wisconsin are very dedicated to measuring water clarity. Of the 250,000 Secchi observations that we aggregated across this 8-state region, a little over 129,000 of them came from Wisconsin, and a majority of those came from northern Wisconsin. And so the citizens here are really dedicated to monitoring the lakes that they care about.
I guess I'm wondering, since you're looking at water clarity,
Is
that a good measure of water quality?
It's a measure of water quality. It integrates a lot of things into it, and so some things may be, you know, the classic algae blooms that you would get from nutrient pollution. Other things are organic carbon influence that you get from leaching out of wetlands in relatively what we would think of pristine areas here in northern Wisconsin. But one thing you end up seeing, for example, like when zebra mussels come into a lake, you'll see big increases in water clarity because the zebra mussels are filtering out a lot of the algae and stuff that are in the lake. And so they'll filter out a lot of the particulate matter in the lake, and what you'll get is a big increase in water clarity. And so you're seeing an increase in how clear the water is, but it's in response to an invasive species.
Right, so water quality wouldn't be the only factor in health of the overall system.
In assessing the health of the overall system, correct.
Very interesting. Well, and that certainly has a lot of resonance here in northern Wisconsin. Well, thank you so much, Noah, for talking with me.